It's officially a non-issue how I ditched that silly bitch for my left hand and a tissue. I forgot it all about him, now I'm headed for the clubs to set it off and maybe get a little love. I'm fresh, hot to death, so we're straight out the door. I stepped, took half a second to look before I left. I got to the spot, it was hot with the right beat. The lights shone brightly, bumping at light speed. I might be here all night till an enticing feisty thing in me tight jeans says,
I'm a Pisces.
Nothing less than the best. I said, guess what I got? A dick to have sex with. And he replied,
why not?
What happened next? Is he mad?
We hit the bathroom, the buzz pack. I said, fuck a phone number. I don't love ya. I got your condoms right here, bitch. I always carry rubber now. Sodomy's awesome on top or on the bottom, but I check for protection and it seems I forgot him. But fuck that shit, come on, what are the odds, microscopic, that I catch something bad from this ass when I rock it? The next day I find I'm gonna have to cut back Mac love, cause I was living on my nutsack. Bet that infection can infest these jeans with a condom on, but instead I got an STD.
I got an STD, 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 I got an STD. From you to me, I got an STD, 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 I got an STD, look close and you will see.
They asked my boy down here. Said he's 8 exact and a fan, in fact, and I needed a midnight snack. Got a crab, got a crow to my pad, let's go. Bit of bull, killer beefy, and eat 10-4. And I don't wanna get from a bang and blow. Jimmy hat, putty pack, wrap it up, push over. Me up with a big slob, sat to the crack with the same gob, took the driver's seat, promised long and deep, proceeded to pump me correctly, buried his bone in the backyard, down on the ground till I came hard, then we swapped the spit, rubbed the dicks for a bit, in a week I was covered with nits.
I got an STD, 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 I got an STD, a gift from you to me, I got an STD, 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 I got an STD, look close and you will see.
Just jealous, right? Mm-hmm.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous. That was a good song. Yeah.
Thanks. It's one of my favorites.
It's really good. It's STD off the new Fudge Packers LP, God Hates Fags.
That title is getting us in lots of trouble, I might add. Oh, my God.
Really?
Oh, God. Like, so you look at the front cover of this, right? Would you think that this is an album promoting hate against fags? Or would you think that it's maybe a bunch of dirty boys placed tongue firmly placed in cheek, doing their thing?
What kind of cheek? That was really stupid.
I saw that one coming a mile away. God. All right.
I'm not even gonna try with coming. But
so yeah, I bet you there's gonna be a lot of controversy right here at CITR because they're the only college radio station to have a copy yet. It's a really soft release. It's just been released the past couple weeks, so we're getting ready to get it in some stores, do some shows.
It's a good album.
Thanks. I like it.
So have you guys been doing live shows yet?
No, we haven't, actually. We've been kind of chilling and gestating and worrying about getting this thing out. We had a lot of problems getting it out, actually.
Really?
The first CD presser that picked it up, basically, it got as far as the digital starting to get printed. It was getting pressed. and then they had a look at what they were printing and had a listen to what they were printing, and the whole project stopped dead in its tracks right
there. Oh.
They burned all copies and would only refer to us by that band with that album. We weren't even called by our real names or our real project. But thankfully, it got back on track, and then about 2 weeks later, then somebody actually pressed it, and you're sitting with it right now.
Wow.
And
where can people get a copy?
People can get a copy on the web in the store at www.fudgepackers.com.
That's Fudgepackers, P-H, Fudge, Packers with a Z. Like, yeah. Green Bay Packers, but more extreme.
Ooh, Green Bay Packers. I like Packers. Anything Packers is good.
That's a lie. I don't know anything about football.
Hey, fun. Right.
I don't know. I said I don't know anything about football.
Oh, sorry.
Football? I know things about football a little
really,
bit.
What do you know about football?
Ten Hut. I also know that there are halfbacks, and there's fullbacks, and there's quarterbacks.
Really?
They're all named after coins, I hear.
Coins? Really?
Well, quarters, and then, I don't know. My dad explained once, and I didn't care.
I wonder how that relates to their position, though. Like, a quarterback, he's the dude that does most of the work. So has he only got a quarter of his booty into the work? Or, and like, a fullback, he like, fully takes it? Or what? Like, I don't get it.
You should write a whole album about that.
I don't know. I think it's ideas.
They kind of do that, though. They're very into, like, the close-up shots of the buttocks bones. Jiggling, the sweaty buttocks in slow motion in those tights.
Football is so long, though. I would watch it if it wasn't so goddamn long. It's just long. Yeah.
It's bland.
They should
cut it down to like 15 minutes.
Where's the puck? No, I shouldn't say that. I have a lot of football player clients, and no offense to any of you out there, you guys, the football team here at UBC rocks.
Perhaps you should say what kind of clients you have.
I work. Actually, funnily enough, I work in the hair salon here at the university.
It's a good hair salon.
Oh, thanks, Max.
I'm excited to go.
I am actually sporting a haircut.
I feel like a media whore right now. Like, hi, look at me. Look at my album. This is where I work. Wow, this is great. Wow, woo.
That's what this show is about. This show is about being a media whore.
All right, media whore.
Max does that every week.
He does?
Uh-huh. I do.
I have to confess, I haven't really listened, but I'll start listening.
That's okay. I don't listen to CITR either.
Oh!
No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Of course I listen to CITR.
Oh. Oh,
I listen to, like, that show where there's, like, the girl who...
The good one.
She plays the record, and she's got the hair.
Oh. She got dreadies or something?
No, she's got, like, hair, and it goes, like, off her head.
Well, I like hair.
It's a color.
Oh, God. So what are you going to play next, Max? I'm curious.
What am I going to play next? Oh, yeah. I'm gonna play... this is the new Scissor Sisters. We just get too into talking.
I know.
And without outside guests, Becky and I will just sort of sit here and ruminate.
Well, people want to hear music, goddammit.
People want to hear the new Scissor Sisters. That's what they'll get. Call in 604-822-2487. That's 822-UBC-CITR. But just remember to show up at the wellness center downstairs, because they will give you various things that you need to be well. And here's Scissor Sisters.
Friend new shade of man. very best. Your brother is the pretty one. He's been to England and Japan, to the USA. While you sat in your cloud of smoke, your brother is my only hope.
It's an extremely hot video. Not this song, although this band is actually great. Les Sport with Your Brother Is My Only Hope off of their new album. It's really... Have you written us a haiku, Tim?
I started. I got the first line of one. Nether Regio's moist. Trying to guess what I should title this. Nether Regio's moist. That's the five. Now I need a seven and a five. I'll be finished by the end of the show, I promise.
What's a regios?
Region, like a area, regios. I made it up.
Poetic
I like
license.
It. I like it.
Poetic license is right.
Poetic license to misspell.
To invent.
If Matt Parker is listening to this, he should know that, like, it's not just him whose spelling I obsessively correct.
Really? Is this my time that I get to talk about how much I like David Spence?
You can... Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody
Who's
wants
David
to hear
Spence?
That.
He's one of Max's friends.
Nobody Aww. Wants to hear about David Spence. Nobody wants to hear about David Spence. Nobody wants to hear. Maybe David Spence is listening and wants to hear about David Spence, but for everybody else out there in La La Land, this is probably very confusing. Anyways.
Sorry, Max.
No, don't be sorry. Never apologize. Never apologize. Never, ever, ever apologize.
Definitely. Never apologize.
Wow. Never apologize. But you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, of course. It is 9:30 on the dot, pretty much.
Wow.
This is Mono Trash Show with Maxwell Maxwell. We have Becky, our cute shoes correspondent.
Mm-hmm.
And of
cute
course,
shoes.
Cute
I've
shoes
never actually talked about shoes on the show.
Well, do it now. This is your chance. So you're wearing really cute shoes, actually.
I'm actually wearing my polka dot Vans right now. But the reason I'm the cute shoes correspondent is because on the very first show of the year, I was wearing gold snakeskin pumps.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I have, I got them at a thrift store for $4 way back in Boston. And I have a black and gold snakeskin faux print belt that matches them perfectly.
Oh, wow.
I've been named the Q2's correspondent ever since.
Yeah, it's not because she corresponds. No, that's not even a word. It's not because she reports on cute shoes. It's because she wears cute shoes and she reports for us.
I think you should have to report on cute shoes you've seen around the campus, like in the week, like between shows.
You should
come back and be like,
on how many stupid pairs of Uggs I've seen this week.
Yuck.
You know, there's a reason it's called Uggs. It's because, like, when you see it, you go,
Ugh.
You know, secretly, deep down inside, I think I want a pair, though.
I do, too.
I want a pair.
They look so cozy.
See?
Everybody wants a pair.
Everybody really does.
I want ones that, like, look like gold snakeskin heels.
Ooh. Gold snakeskin heels.
You're going to have to do some massive alterations, some, like, Franken Uggs,
oh,
like,
yeah.
In your basement.
I bought a snakeskin belt this weekend, too. I'm all about snakeskin, but I'm actually a vegetarian, and I have to buy it vintage. It's
really
kind of tough.
You have to buy it vintage?
I have to
it's
buy it.
It's still
vintage.
A snake.
It's still a snake, but they didn't kill it for me. They killed it for someone who was not worthy of it.
Really? And that somebody else is a bad person, but you're okay.
Yeah, I'm okay.
And like if somebody throws like red paint on you
while I'm wearing it,
yeah.
I'd go, no, no, it's a thrift store belt. And then they'd take it back.
All right.
And I'd be clean.
Well, I think you have something cool to talk about coming up. But first, let's play another track off this fabulous new album.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Fudge Packers.
Oh, my God.
God Hates Fags. We have T-Bag, like one of the most coolest people in one of the most coolest bands.
Tina the Bag representing Fudge to the Pack. Yo, what's up? What's up? CITR, bitches.
Not only does he rap, he writes haikus.
He sounds like that guy from last night. Okay, we went to this.
No, we went to this.
Not in a bad way, because we know it's tongue-in-cheek. But we went to this terrible party at Totem Park, which is one of the dormitories at UBC.
Ugh.
And, oh my goodness, it was just awful. All these underage kids sitting around in the dark, smelling bad and drinking cheap vodka.
Ew, nothing worse than cheap
and
vodka.
And kids, just don't drink, kids. Stay home and drink tea. Be classy and just drink tea, like Earl Grey.
Yeah, Earl Grey.
It's much classier. Say no to, like, underage drinking, because these kids were obnoxious.
So obnoxious. There's this one kid who will not be named, and...
Tom.
We showed up pretty late to this party, because we were out restringing guitars and shopping and bought a hookah. So we go outside to smoke my new hookah, and we gather, and there's, like, eight of us in this circle, and this kid, he's calling all the girls, like, beautiful and
yo, what's
babe.
Up, ladies? Can and I get a hell yeah?
We legitimately told him that he was acting like he was, you know, 12, but he was actually
dude,
16.
You're, like, obnoxious.
We
you're
heard,
like, shut up.
And we told him to go inside, and he wouldn't.
Yo, what's up? I'm so trash right now. What? I'm so trashed. I'm so cool.
It's
dude,
been
you,
reported.
Like, you need to go inside.
Yeah.
You need to shut up. You need to shut up.
Yeah, it's been reported.
You need to be a rapper. You have a good rapper voice.
Earlier
really?
In the evening.
Yeah.
I think I'll record like a novelty single and torture
Fine.
People.
Okay. I won't tell the story.
Okay,
Fine, don't
okay,
tell the story.
Tell the story.
Earlier in the evening, the boy...
This is Fudge to the Pack, and this is how we get to the Fudge
I cut
pack
your mic,
action.
Becky.
We talking about
I cut your mic.
Sex, because you know
I can
what?
Do that. I'm the host.
The sex is very important.
Oh, yeah, that's right, little T-Bag.
CITR 101.9 FM. We've got T-Bag from the Fudge Packers in the studio with us. This is Let's Get to the Sex. Check it out.
We're counting time. We're getting straight to the business.
Let's get to the sex. That's what it's all about.
Don't speak to me, cause no, I don't care. This conversation's going nowhere. I hold my love, baby, you know it's unfair. Don't play, roll out of here though, unless we both square. Oh yeah, this
is a bit shocking. Get rocking the spot, let's get the shit talking. It's dark and it's hot, where's my apartment? It's not so stock. Draw my ear off with popping the thought. I'm up and on top, but I'm a wide range for you. What did we stop? Just because I do strangers do change of view. Well, screw, I got things to do. Name the dudes who won't wait. Why ain't it you?
Oh, yeah, we're gonna meet you in the way. Sing the way.
Let's get to the sex.
Baby, I don't want to.
It's not inside you.
Let's get to the sex.
All you wanna do is talk. When you should be sucking talk.
Let's get to the sex.
Baby, I don't want to.
It's not inside you.
Let's get to the sex.
All you wanna do is talk. When you should be sucking talk.
Oh, don't you be thinking we gonna be going for a little date here. This is all about getting down and dirty. Oh yeah.
Make me crazy, boy, you lazy, and the dick is ready. Take no maybe, salt and tasty, and we making gravy. Stop the fucking, get to pumping, cause you're wasting my time. Feed it back and get some action, drop the bottom line.
So when I'm in the mood to satiate me, if you find I'm lacking in patience, maybe I'm hasty, cause thoughts on the brain are racy. You're wasting time, it just makes me crazy.
Oh, I'm so horny, baby.
Let's get to the sex.
Baby, all the morning. Inside of you.
Let's get to the sex.
Cause baby, all I wanna do is not inside of you.
Let's get to the sex.
Baby, all I wanna do is not inside of you.
Let's get to the sex.
All you wanna do is talk. When you should be sucking up.
Ooh, let's show them how we get down and dirty.
Been an hour since you finally introduced yourself. Why no hand on my booty, fuck the show and tell. Cause you like me, hips and wine, and that's across from me. Just any up, you got the girl that don't mean ecstasy. And if you're breathing or you're bleeding, you're the bro fatigue. Just hurry up with your Freddy limits, line the cheek. Quick the talk, make it stop, plug the hole with my cock. Time it takes, time it talks, and all night I haven't got. Why you beat round the bush, call the field, have a look. Give me booze, read my book, keep my rhyme and feel the walk. Wake me up, make me sweat, rubbers, yes, don't forget. Fuck the loop, I'll tell you why, because I'm not finished yet. Hit the page, get my pen, write it down, and maybe then. If you stand up and flex, find me a pump, you know what's next. I think it says something about the sex, huh?
Let's get to the sex.
Baby, all I wanna do is lie inside of you.
Let's get to the sex.
All you wanna do is talk. When you should be sucking up.
Let's get to the sex.
Baby, all I wanna do is lie inside of you.
Let's get to the sex.
Baby, all I wanna do is lie inside of you.
Oh, baby.
Don't worry about making me have an orgasm. Just learn to love it. Now you suck, suck it hard, go down, baby, you suck, lick it hard, and move your tongue around. Now you suck, suck it hard, go down, baby, you suck, lick it hard, and move your tongue around.
When you hear safe sex, stick it under your breath.
We gotta take cover, we're flirting with death.
Your latex sock.
I'm your latex lover wrapped like a gift.
Got my microwave off the ground, heating up my clit. Dinner's on, you're busy with my booty.
Got a couple of flavors, sweet licorice and fruity.
I know you said luscious pussy with a cover. I'm aching too, we can't taste each other.
There's no slacking off with an unprotected stroke.
This ain't no joke. Sisters! Sisters, you got the power. Use it!
You brought a condom, right?
Huh?
I'm unprotected.
Hey, ain't you on a pill?
Oh, that was great and everything, but, you know, I think it's your turn to go down on me.
Oh, I'm tired. I'm tired.
What do you mean you're tired?
Come on.
Come on, baby.
Oh,
come on,
no,
baby.
That's
come
awful.
On, baby.
Oh, oh, that
man,
tastes
you
terrible.
Asshole, you shit.
I know you think it's real drag
to suck my cock when I'm on the rag.
Quit making up stories and give me a break. Cause I really don't believe that you got a headache.
You tell me it's going to suck my yeast infection. How do you think I feel when I gag on your erection? Ugh.
You're wasting your time with lame excuses and lies.
Get your face between my thighs. Now you suck, suck it hard, go down, baby. You suck, lick it hard, and move your tongue around. Now you suck, suck it hard.
I want to know. Tell us the story.
The story about that CD. Well, I think it's really funny. And just, they definitely inspired me to rap. They've definitely inspired, I think, little
Wait,
parts
say
of
who
me.
They are first.
The Yeasty Girls with Consolidated off of the Decadence compilation. And the funny story that I have is my friend Tamara, who's listening from Nova Scotia, actually gave me this compilation before
really?
She moved to Nova Scotia. So I think it's really freaking ironic that I decided to bring it here today to play a track off of it.
And she called in.
Wow, Tamara, you rock.
That's Decadence. That's not Decay Dance. Like the...
Head Automatic.
Fall Out Boy.
No, Fall Out Boy, right.
Yeah, Decadence.
I don't even know.
Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy. I think it's Pete Wentz from Fall Out Boy.
Yeah.
I don't really keep too current on that.
Oh my God.
I'm going to cover my mouth a little because like... That's scary.
Well, I've got the second line of the haiku written.
Oh, okay. We've got two-thirds of a haiku.
Okay.
Read it.
Nether regos moist, pinkish and tantalizing.
And just so everybody knows why it's taking so long to write this haiku, we're writing it with those little stamps that are each letter. So we have to stamp each letter before we get the haiku.
Exciting.
I'll have it done by the end of the show, I promise. 15 more minutes.
I hope so. I hope so. Well, it's about time to play a promo for you guys, and hopefully these things work.
Exquisite Quirk with DJ Lee.
Oh, good, they do.
Radio way outside the market.
This sounds really good. I'd listen to this.
Including lyrics only they can understand.
I wonder if you can.
Three blind mice. They all ran after the farmer's wife who cut off their... with a carving knife.
All that noise. All that noise.
Getting back to the music that has come to me from another planet.
We'll be right back.
Paid a 7-year-old hooker to make out with me. Now the get high shack's just a memory.
Wow, that was pretty exciting.
Downloading porn with Dave-o.
Anyway, I think we have a very special treat because our Cute Shoes correspondent is going to be corresponding on something besides cute shoes.
Oh, God.
Well, today, as we were smoking my new hookah, someone came up to us and they said, "Wow, it's really ballsy of you to be smoking this right in front of the dormitory." And we were shocked because clearly we were smoking tobacco and she was crazy and thought it was something else. But I was reading the ingredients.
But we actually were smoking
we
tobacco.
We actually were smoking tobacco. And I was reading the ingredients and molasses, in fact, is a big part of what you put into your hookah. And it's a really interesting story coming from Boston about molasses. On January 15th, 1919, the Great Molasses Tragedy happened in Boston. The day before Prohibition was passed, they were making some rum. And when you make rum, you actually use a whole bunch of molasses. So this big molasses factory was there, and then the tank exploded. So this huge wave of molasses ran through the streets of Boston at 56 kilometers per hour. That's 35 miles per hour, if any of you...
I'm hungry.
You're hungry, yeah? Well, you won't be so hungry when you find out that this flood of molasses killed 21 people and injured 150 more.
That's one sticky mess.
That is one sticky mess.
No, I'm still hungry.
It's such a good story, because now... On hot days, people walk around the city, and if you're old enough, you claim to smell molasses.
I have a question. How many people do you think were doing it during that whole tragedy? Can you imagine, like, doing it?
They didn't have sex back then.
They got stuck together by all this molasses, and they died because they suffocated, and then they got stuck together.
People didn't have sex back then.
Oh, they certainly did.
They didn't have sex during the middle of the day. They had sex, like...
Once a month.
Wait, what year is this again?
1919.
This is the era of like burlesque. This is like, you know what, maybe, pasty girls and stuff like
that. Maybe
they
were having lots of sex because it was the day before Prohibition was passed.
Maybe they were doing it.
Yeah, they were all doing it. You're probably right.
They were doing it.
Maybe they had a
they
man
were doing
and
it.
He had his thingy and he stuck it in.
How many people were actually enjoying it, though? That's the real question.
Nobody was enjoying it. Oh, wait, no, 1919, I guess.
I don't know. It was 2.3 million gallons.
That is a lot so much of molasses. Sticky mess.
I would not want to drown in molasses. I'd want to drown in something more delicious. Something that, like, was just, like, a really good moment for me would be if, like, I drowned in hot fudge.
Really?
Yeah, I just love hot fudge.
Hot fudge.
Hot fudge.
Fudge. Yeah.
Fudge.
Yeah.
Fudge.
The fudge packers. Fudge
God.
Fudge.
It's all coming around full circle. Don't you see it? Don't you see it?
It's coming around full circle.
Do we have the haiku?
I've almost finished the haiku. It'll be ready shortly.
Really?
Yes.
That's exciting.
Let's play another song then.
play another song. Playing songs, that's like so overrated. So overrated. No. So like 1995 with your little playing your songs and doing your whatever. Let's play another. Actually, no, let's play another song.
What song are you gonna play?
I'm gonna play a song off of Fudge Packers because I really like the intro. I really like the intro.
Do you really like the intro?
I like the intro.
The intro is pretty funny, isn't it?
And it's like 30 seconds of goodness, and you'll enjoy it if you hear this. So stick around. This is the Fudge Packers. How about PP Funk? Once It Uncut, is that an okay song?
Yeah, that is a good song. It's one of my favorite raps I actually wrote on the album.
Really?
Actually. One of my favorites.
All right, well, we're going to listen to the intro to that record and that track because they're together. Once again, we have with us in studio T-Bag from the Fudge Packers. This is the album he's a part of, God Hates Fags. They had some troubles getting it, but now it's out. For Brown Note Records. Fudgepackers.com.
Once again, forget to flush.
PH Fudge Packers with a Z.
Welcome. You've reached the Fudge Packers hotline of forbidden love. Remember, God hates fags. So if you don't want him to hate you, or if you're under 18 years of age, please press stop now.
Definitely looking to get into some kind of creative, imaginative scene.
Suspicious, rap religious, snap, crackle, and slap the silly bitches. Don't get into my space, or roll down up your face. We're the best to ingest, cause we better your taste. You got bread in the place, but if you don't pack fudge unless you're stoned, I guess you don't know Mac Love.
Cause I ain't never been another MC like me, Pink PTT, F to the A to the GGOT. Don't be choking when the fucking room gets too hot and smoky. Original effects are bitch, we'll raise them up in the ghetto. Cause mine starts a pumping around something made of metal. Tracking soul for the train, go infect the strain. Put your thing in my mouth, won't have so much to say. Loose trash from the bag, we'll keep on true to the T. Just turning up with the heat, just pass the mic to me. I crunkle to the funk, we call the P to the P. While my slit keeps the pitch, I'll make you jealous of me, yeah.
Mr. Easy can't abide those who disagree. So when opposition disappears, it's a mystery. I'm homo loco's back, so you don't want trouble, G. It's the double P, keeping it gay like bubble tea. Who's got the unity?
Fudge.
Yeah, you and me, soon to be ruling the streets with impunity.
Who can see the Mac and Bag comment?
It's doubtful. Packers back up, so help yourself to a mouthful. Packing a mouthful when the crunk is applied. You in the closet, I'll slip you some on the slide. See, I'm walking the streets, so if punks wanna try, they know I'm nothing that double P funk till I die.
I want my dark gun cut. You make my body be fun. I want my ass fun done. I want my car. I want to be fun. I want my ass fun done. You make my body be fun. I want my dark gun cut.
about my styles, I'm about to fly. Some say I'm a sinner, I just live my life. I was born with a mic
and a dick in my fist. It's my turn to speak, just crank it up for this. Microphone warrior, musical relief. The beggars in the show, don't tell me where's the beef. I got the gangster C's, no, won't you bang me, G? The proof is in the pudding, got my cred in the streets.
Got my cred in the streets. Now that you know, guess it's on with the show. First to arrive, I'll be the last to go.
Up to last call when I'm stalking them stalls. End up writing on walls and a drain in my balls. That's right, bitches.
Funk, I want my cock uncut. Make my funk.
It's about the end of this. It's about the end of the day. Don't be sad, because we'll be back next week, 9 o'clock Sundays. Motto Trash It with your host Maxwell on CITR 101.9 FM.
You don't need always need somebody to adore. I wanna thank you for the day I had the best of times. You know that I can say I gotta leave it behind. You brought me just what I was looking for. You don't need always need somebody to adore. You gave me your affection so carefully. We touched and the music filled us up. When you don't